Well, I've been spending the morning at Battersea Dog and Cats Home at their Windsor branch. Kay Miguel is showing me around. She's a centre manager. Now, you're based in the southeast, but people might not appreciate that you rehome animals right the way across the UK.
We do. We rehome animals right across the UK, Cornwall to Scotland. And also you can look on our website.
And it's so hard to resist because you walk past every cage here and there are pairs of pleading eyes looking up at you. The great thing about this place is that you've got a non-selective intake policy, so it doesn't matter what breed they are, what their temperament is like. You really like to give every dog a chance.
We do. Regardless age, temperament, we like to help any dog we can.
And you've got about 70 dogs in here at this particular site at the moment, but across all three Battersea sites, how many dogs need homes?
Well, we actually care for around 600 dogs across the three sites, so we're always looking for homes for the dogs.
Now, there's one particular story I heard, and this just shows how much attention that you give to every single animal, because some of them find it very stressful being in the kennels, some of them, perhaps because people haven't really known how to look after dogs, have got into all sorts of bad habits, but you don't give up on them. And you showed me a picture a few minutes ago of a dog called Eeyore. Tell me about Eeyore.
Well, Eeyore came into us when he was about 3 months old as a tiny puppy, and he actually stayed with us for about a year, so we don't give up on these dogs. And he was the most beautiful dog, and actually he went to a training school to be trained, and he actually worked with five other dogs and was absolutely brilliant. Even the trainer fell in love with him, and actually now he lives with a Rottweiler on a barge, so he's got a perfect life.
Fantastic home. Now, we've just come into your office here, because in your office you've got one of the dogs, because some of the dogs really do find it stressful inside the kennels, don't they? And so we've got Socks in here. Yep, let's just go in and meet Socks. Now, someone's on the phone in your office, so I hope we don't disappoint. Good morning. Hello, Socks. Now, Socks was on the radio earlier with me, and I've really, really taken to him. But he's one of your longest residents.
He is. He's been in since May last year, so quite a long time. But he's a good dog. He's very trainable. He does lots of tricks. He's very loving. Yes, he's a little bit bouncy, but as you can see now, he's very settled in the office. He's a great dog looking for a home.
And it must be so frustrating to you, because sometimes you know that the dogs are absolutely brilliant, but they don't have what you might call kennel appeal. So some of them just aren't that good at bonding immediately with people so that they decide to have them. So it must be really difficult when, as you say, you've got a fantastic dog like Socks. I'm sure if you have a look on Battersea's website, you'll be able to find Socks, that really could benefit from a good home. The other thing is that you've got cats. I've been down to the cattery this morning. Talk about cats living in the lap of luxury and having these enormous playrooms. Goodness me. How does it work with the cats?
Well, the cats, in exactly the same way, we're not selective about what we take in, what animals that we take in. So if you want to look for a cat, again, look on the website. We have lots of cats here that are available for rehoming. I think people don't realise that we do have cats as well. So we've got, from young ones up to a little cat called Rudolph, who's between 13 and 15 years old, that he's losing his sight and his hearing, and he's looking for a home. Tinky, who has been with us since March last year, so she's our longest serving resident across all three homes. She's very miss independent, but she's lovely, and she's looking for a home as well.
And the other thing worth knowing is that you may think, I can't take on a cat or a dog, permanently, but you do look for foster homes for people who can perhaps sort of have dogs or cats overnight, just to help with either rehabilitation or just because they get so stressed being in here. And also, you're always on the lookout for volunteers.
We are always on the lookout for volunteers and foster homes. We have 400 volunteers across the three sites, and we're always looking for more. Fostering, we're actually desperate for foster homes. It makes such a difference for these dogs being out in a home than having to be in the kennel all the time. And we find out so much more about the dog being in the home.